Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Christians are misusing an Old Testament promise for the coronavirus crisis. That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to explain that headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I've got to say right now that I think this all brings us to another passage of Scripture that we're hearing frequently, especially right now, as we've heard before in other times of crisis, and that is 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. That's concerning judgment, repentance, and restoration. Give us your thoughts on that, David.
Well, of course, I dealt with the use of that passage by Jonathan Cahn in The Harbinger when he linked the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001 to God's judgment as well. And the passage says this, a very familiar passage. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. So the coronavirus pandemic would fall under the category of pestilence in the Bible, and it's something that God can use to bring judgment. However, the context of that passage is the dedication of the first temple and the Lord's words of both warning and comfort to Solomon. So this is a promise made to Israel that God will restore his people as a nation if they repent in the face of judgment. But Jimmy, neither American nor any other country can claim these promises. This isn't a guarantee to us as a nation. But on the other hand, the Lord is gracious and he's loving and kind, and so we can take comfort in who he is, as reflected in this passage, and we can find refuge and solace in our personal relationship to him. And if there is sin, there is forgiveness when we repent. You know, Jesus rebuked the disciples for their lack of faith in a storm, but that rebuke wasn't because they didn't believe Jesus would save them. The problem was they weren't trusting him for the outcome, whatever it might be. And, you know, sometimes, even for believers, sometimes the boat does sink, even when we have great faith rather than fear.
David James, Bible in hand, explaining how Christians are misusing the Old Testament promise from 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The promises of God's Word are absolute when used in the proper context. As we study the Bible, we must remember that we interpret the Lord's promises from a technical interpretation. Who was he speaking to, and for what purpose? There is also a spiritual application for each promise as well. We must use God's method of interpretation, especially as we study the prophetic passages, to know for sure God's plan for the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...